Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Brandon Tierney and Sal Licata on WFAN The Fan. 101.9 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Of course, BT. Of course, the Knicks. Finish the season strong. They get win number 50. They get the number 2 seed. Of course, like only the Knicks can do, they end up screwing themselves in the process and are going to have a first round matchup with the two teams we've talked about for weeks that I didn't want to face in the first round, the Sixers or the Heat. I'm not knocking the Knicks. Look, they did what they could do. It's been a great season. However, I hate the idea of whatever first round matchup they're going to have with Miami or Philadelphia.
Are you scared? You sound a little afraid.
Scared different, but hey, come on, this is not a good first round match. Yeah, I mean, to a certain extent, I guess so. I mean, not that I'm scared, but for them, I think that they could lose to specifically to the Sixers. That's the one team I don't want.
Well, first of all, the Knicks could lose to anybody. They could lose to the Pacers. They could lose to the Magic. They could lose to the, you know, the winner of the Heat 76ers play-in series. See, it's funny. And listen, I understand the conversation around, well, if they would have done this, they could have manipulated the first round matchup, maybe more favorably. So what? You know, to me, Sal, this is exactly who the Knicks are. And you just heard the cut from Tom Thibodeau in the update there. Asking the Knicks to do anything but finish the season with resolve and pride would be so anti-Nick. I don't care who we play. Let's go.
Yeah, I mean, the problem is, now I'm not saying you should tank by any stretch or lose or try to get, oh, if we lose this game, we might be able to get a better matchup with somebody else. No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that it's unfortunate. Look, I don't care what you say about you're not afraid of the Sixers. The Sixers should not be a 7 seed. So in a year where the Knicks actually accomplish something great, they get the number 2 seed. Think about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
50 wins and they get the number 2 seed. They're not going to face a normal number 7 seed, and that's bullcrap. And I'm allowed to be angry about that. Now, I personally am not going to say that they should have lost because I do think it was important to win and see where the chips fall. I mean, it is what it is. I'm not tanking to try to get a matchup because then the narrative becomes, oh, well, the Knicks wanted the Pacers, and then that's going to take the Pacers off, and who knows what that could lead to. There's no guarantee over anybody. However, it is infuriating to me that the Knicks accomplished this great feat, getting the number 2 seed. I still have to say it 100 times because I can't believe it. 50-win season, and yet their reward, the Sixers or the Heat.
Yeah, but you know what? Like, so, And I understand the Eastern Conference is, boy, it's really odd this year because you're right, Sal. The Knicks are not facing a conventional 7 seed, but I think we all know the Knicks shouldn't even be a 2 seed in a lot of ways. Now, they earned it, so that almost seems odd to say that they shouldn't be because you are what you earn. But when Randall went down in January, when OG went down, when Mitchell Robinson went down early, all the different things the Knicks had to deal with it. They're not, like, they almost have no business being a 2 seed, except they are, they're such a, you know, a cohesive, you know, well-oiled machine that they just plow through anything in their way. So I get it. I understand. Yeah, okay. Spoelstra in round one, or and Jimmy Butler, or Joel Embiid, who's back healthy, and Tyrese Maxey, and Kyle Lowry, who's a sniper with big game chops. Understood. But you know what? Would you rather the Knicks be, you know, a 4 or 5 seed and have to face the Celtics in round two if they win? Like, anything. Now, I know that if they were the 3 seed, they would have avoided the Celtics as well. But really, the Knicks, to me, how they scratched out 50 wins is nothing short of amazing. And, you know, I'm driving around yesterday, I'm listening to the game, but I'm like, come on. And I remember saying this early in the week, like, I wanted 50 for this team. Symbolically, I wanted the number 50 next to the New York Knicks 2023-2024 name. Now, is it much different than 49? No, it's literally one more win. But 50 wins for this team, it reminds everybody just how much they accomplished when, quite frankly, they had no business accomplishing it.
Yeah, but which is a great accomplishment. Winning 50 games with this team without Julius Randle, to me, it speaks to the superstardom of Jalen Brunson, something we talked about months ago, saying, I don't care what the rest of the league says. See, there's a difference between me, and I'm not going to speak for you here, BT, but I know we've had this conversation together, but I don't follow other people's opinions. So when it may not seem popular to say something like Brunson is an MVP, oh, yeah, okay, well, not really. Well, bullcrap. I watch him every night, and it's hard-pressed to find somebody better than Jalen Brunson. And now here we are months later, and it's been proven that he should be the MVP of this league. To your point, they had no, I mean, without Jalen Brunson, they have no shot. They lose Randle, they lose Anunoby for a significant period of time, and yet here we are talking about the Knicks as a 2 seed. But there is frustration when you look at it, and there's no easy way in the postseason. We love getting into it with the matchups and this and that. And yeah, obviously you want to avoid the top seed, in this case Boston, as long as you possibly can, which they are now going to do. Problem is getting there, and they were more favorable matchups in the first round, then the Knicks have to get a team. Look, arguably the two teams you don't want to play in the first round, period. Philadelphia, Miami. That goes for everybody, and the Knicks are going to have one of those teams. Also, Philadelphia with Embiid back, they've been as hot as anybody in the NBA. Mm-hmm. That's a first round matchup. I mean, that should be a semis matchup, the Knicks and Sixers.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Joel Embiid he's a one-man wrecking ball. He's a machine. Tyrese Maxey is a handful. I mentioned before they got a couple of shooters, Hield and Kyle Lowry's tough, and they're good. And their coach won a championship at a previous spot. Got it. And the other option, you know, Spoelstra, the Riley dynamic, obviously Jimmy Butler. Listen, I do think in terms of roster construction, matchup stuff, blah, 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 I do think that the Knicks would probably, I think this is unpopular because I think a lot of people deep down, even though you don't want to admit it, are a little afraid of the Miami Heat. I actually think the Heat, and I'll put quotes around this because nothing's easy with Miami, but I do think that that's the easier route, like a 6 or a 7-game series with Miami versus a six or a 7-game series with the Sixers. But listen, man, I mean,
I want Miami, BT.
You want them to actually win.
Now, do I want Miami or Philly in the first round? No, that wouldn't have been my preference. If you look at it, like the Bucks now are going to have an easy path where they could face the Pacers and then either the Knicks, Sixers, or Heat in the second round. Yep. That is the way you want to do it. The Knicks are going to have to face the Sixers or the Heat and then potentially Milwaukee and then potentially Boston. Like, that's a gauntlet. But yes, if you're asking me which team do I want, I want Miami. I want revenge on Miami. I still hate the Heat dating back to the 90s, obviously, but specifically last year. And also, I'm not afraid of them this year. I thought the Knicks should have beat them last year. I think they will beat them this year. I don't want any part of Embiid and the Sixers, not in the first round.
You know, and I was trying to think of this. One of the great things about the Knicks is that, you know, when they're good, is that they've got a real identifiable foe. Somebody that we can dig in at, whether it's Reggie, obviously Jordan and that crew, Reggie Miller with the Pacers, Miami, and not just this Miami, the previous one when Pat Riley was coaching. The 76ers, why I think Philly would be fun, independent of matchups and strategies and stuff. I mean, just the overall proximity of the two cities. And I might be wrong on this, but I don't think the Knicks and the Sixers have played in the playoffs since they, remember when they actually took the broom, like Ewing and Sidney Green and Mark Jackson, they beat the Sixers. That's what it was.
Before my time, I think, BT.
Yeah, I think that was the 89 series. I remember Mark Jackson hitting like a 30-foot three-point bomb with time expiring. And the Knicks actually went in and it was on the road. They took a broom and they walked across the floor. And that's the last time they played the Sixers. Think about that. We're 90 miles apart, and they haven't played in the playoffs since 89. So, you know, I get it. You know, Miami's dangerous. Miami's tough. Miami knows how to win. There's a big chunk of me. I don't know. Maybe it's Spike is leaving, going down to Philly. Bring on the Sixers. Like, you know, all I heard all year was, well, Embiid this, and he's a beast. He's a monster. But you know what? I think the Knicks have answers for him, and I think they've got enough answers for their great players. I don't care. Like, think about where we've been as Knicks fans, and think about where we are now.
Mm-hmm.
We just banged in number 50. We sit back and watch two good teams play each other. You know, you never know. You know, and not that you're wishing for it, but injury, whatever. Like, you're in a position where no matter where you finished, it wasn't going to be easy. If you finish in the bottom half, you got to play Celtics in round two. You know, if you finish where the Miami Heat or the Sixers are right now, you're playing a play-in game. There's no real definitive road to the Eastern Conference Finals. So what I'm saying is, I'm afraid of nobody. I think the Knicks could beat everybody, including the Celtics, but I won't get to them now. They can beat Miami. Matter of fact, they will beat Miami, and they will beat the Sixers.
Wow.
Bring them on. Bring them on.
Miami,
Knicks
yes.
are going. You can book this. Knicks are going around too.
Oh,
book
God.
It.
You just book put the, it. You just put the
no.
kibosh on it.
No, you're the jinxing no, it. No. Yeah. I'm not the jinx. You are.
You just jinx it. I said they beat Miami. You're saying they're beating everybody.
That's right.
Oh, no. By the way, all I'm saying, we're going to get to the calls here in a second, BT and Sal on the fan. All I'm saying is that the Knicks' accomplishments are diminished. Well, I shouldn't say diminished, but winning the two seed is negated by the potential opponent with Miami and the Sixers. Part of winning the two seed is, you're going to have a lesser opponent. They're not going to get that regardless of who they play between those two teams. BT and Sal on the fan, our friends at Town Fair Tire, remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Pete is in Seaford. What's up, Pete?
Hey, guys. Good morning. How you doing?
How are you, Pete?
Good. You know, I don't care about the Knicks or the Sixers. I mean, about the Heat or the Sixers. Bring on either team. The Thibodeau switched this team into playoff mode over the five-game winning streak. You could see he shortened the rotation. I'm going to say he stretched the minutes, but for Tibbs, you really can't tell if he stretches the minutes or not. It's the same every night. But the shortening of the rotation and the way he's – I see it. I watch every single – I watch 48 minutes of probably 75 games every season, and you could see the way he's managed these last five games. He has this team in playoff mode.
Yep.
And the other night on TNT, as the Knicks were smacking the Celtics and the TNT crew were contorting themselves to try to justify, oh, well, the Celtics don't care about this game. Charles Barkley, who I believe was on that Sixers team you just referenced, BT. I think that the Knicks swept those. That was a Barkley Celtics team.
Yeah.
I mean, Sixers team, which may explain how Barkley feels about the Knicks ever since. Barkley said something interesting, that when you take your foot off the gas late in the season, sometimes it's hard to get back up for the playoffs. And, you know, if you watch any Sixers game and ask your boy Spike about this on his way out the door, has Joel Embiid attempted a dunk since he's back? I don't think he has. So even though he's a elite jump shooter for his size, and the only reason we could say that Jalen Brunson has been the best player in the Eastern Conference this season is because Joel Embiid missed this entire calendar year, basically. Joel Embiid, without an ability to drive to the rack and get guys in foul trouble, is not the same guy.
Yeah, Pete, but they've won eight straight, and thank you for the call. The Sixers are as hot as there is in the NBA right now. That is not a matchup that anybody wants, especially not in the first round. Like, eventually you're going to have to get there.
Yep.
The Sixers have as good a chance as anybody to win the East.
Yeah, well, I don't agree with that. I know Embiid is terrific. I don't think as highly of Philly as a lot of people do.
Mm.
I don't, you know, and specific to this Knicks stuff, like, again, Jimmy Butler, you know, he'll just rip your heart out, and Spoelstra's a great coach, and they got some big game players, there's no doubt there. But I look at Philly, I say, okay, can the Knicks match up with them? And the first thing you started with is Embiid. Now, if Mitchell Robinson wasn't healthy or active, I might say, you know, that's six fewer fouls and now they, but what the Knicks do is going to make, if it is Philly, I mean, Philly very well might not win, but I'm saying people seem to be a little more afraid of Embiid than I am, although I respect his great talents. Like,
and the guy's an MVP.
So is our guy.
Not officially yet.
Well, I don't care. Yeah. Officially,
okay,
he wasn't.
Well, then we'll get, what do you mean officially? You either are an MVP
But hold on a sec. That's not true, Sal, because every year you tell me that Lindor's a gold glover, but he didn't win it, so.
You don't want to do the Lindor stuff, do you?
I mean,
we'll get into that, my friend. We got four hours.
What do you mean? What do you go, 9 for 13 this weekend. We'll talk about some Yanks later, no doubt. Doc, I know you were out there. That was awesome. I was listening to that, to the ceremony on 880 coming back from a baseball game, and I love what Doc said. We'll get to that stuff later. But I understand that the perception of Embiid and the reality, they are the same. He is amazing, but they are the Knicks, a team that's going to force him to do. I don't want to get too into the matchups. That's like old school radio. But the Knicks have shooters everywhere. So when they're switching and Joel Embiid's moving his feet and he's 15, 18 feet away from the rim, have fun. Have fun with that, Joel.
I would say, BT, now I had this feeling last year during the Miami series. If you recall, and I don't remember your exact take because you and I weren't working together at the time, but most Knicks fans were thrilled that they were playing Miami in the second round.
Yes, so was I.
And I was like, I just had a bad feeling about Miami. There's one team that I've been saying all year long, one team that I didn't want early on, the Sixers. That's the one team. Anybody else? Bucks, take your chances. Obviously, that wouldn't be a first-round matchup, but I'm not scared of the Bucks. Cleveland, Magic, Indiana, even Miami, who I welcome. No issues. There's one team that gives me the feeling that Miami gave me last year, and that's the Sixers. I want no part of them. Evan is calling from Warren, New Jersey. What's up, Evan?
BT and Sal, best show on the fan. I love you guys. The best.
Thank you, Evan. What's on your mind?
I appreciate that, bud.
I mean, we got the best player in the series. That's why I'm not scared. I mean, Brunson is going to go toe-for-toe with anybody on that court. And I think out of the three guys that were hurt in Randall, OG and Mitchell Robinson, we got two out of the three we needed to make this playoff push. I mean, Randall, obviously be nice to have him, but OG's, you know, premier defense, probably the best defender you could argue in the NBA. And that's what you need in the playoffs. You know, the game's going to slow down. It's going to go half court and he can shut down anybody. Brunson can score with anybody and I'm not scared of anybody. Let's go. Best team in my lifetime. Brunson. He's not the MVP this year, but he's not the MVP.
Well, he should be. I mean, he should be the MVP this year.
100%. I mean, I'm just so excited. And this team is unkillable.
Well, here he is. Now we tap into that primal rage. Yeah. You know, thanks for the call. Listen, I think that it's probably, and people can do this. I'm not doing this. It's not arrogance. It's confidence. Like, I'm not sitting here saying the Knicks are going to beat anybody. What I am saying is I think we got answers to beat anybody. And I think that when you look at the depth and the adaptability, but the ability to play a couple of different styles. Like, if you want to race to 125, 130, and I know that Tom Thibodeau doesn't want that defensively, but the Knicks are equipped based on their penchant for shooting threes and hitting threes at a high clip and obviously having guys that could shoot and score. Like, you want to take this thing into the 120s? All right, let's go. You want to grind this thing out to 95, 89? All right, let's go. I mean, what kind of game do you want to play? Now, the onus is on Brunson to transfer the regular season into the playoffs, which is what the great ones do, and we know that he's great, but he needs to really, you know, now he's got to hammer
home.
Well,
the great ones elevate in
the
postseason.
That's right. And, you know, even if he doesn't elevate, just sustain it, because I don't know how much, was he going to average 50?
No, I get it.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. No, I get it. Right. If he sustains it should be, you'd hope, enough.
Yeah. You just can't have this discernible drop in performance, which I don't think he will. You can't have Tom Thibodeau getting out-coached again like he did by Spoelstra last year in round two. You can't have Dante DiVincenzo finally, you know, kind of reverting back to maybe his earlier days where he had less of a role and he shoots 28-29% from downtown, high volume shot, which I don't think he will. I mean, you know, McBride can't shrink from the spotlight of this new elevated role. I mean, I could take you chapter and verse. Bogdanovich is going to have a game or two where he pumps in 15, 16, 17. He's gotten his confidence back. OG's got to defend. OG's got to let it rip from the corner. Like, if the Knicks do, here's the beautiful thing, Sal. If the Knicks play the way they played all year, they're going to advance. Like, it's not like there's been situations, whether it's the Knicks or the Yankees or any team in our city, where for them to win a big game or advance in a series, they've got to overachieve. The Knicks don't need to overachieve. They just nearly need to continue achieving what they've achieved so far, and they'll win.
Now, BT and Sal on the fan. Let me just be clear here before we go to break. We'll come back and take more of your calls on the side. I'm not afraid of anybody. However, I don't think the Sixers is a good matchup, especially in the first round for the Knicks. I'll be rooting like...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries, so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
L for the Miami Heat come Wednesday night. BT and Sal on the Fan, more your calls on the other side.
When this happened, you talk about it on the Fan.
Although things are going to change next year, we're going to move across the street. There are a few things with the New York Yankees that never change. That's pride, it's tradition, and most of all, we have the greatest fans in the world.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata back on the Fan. We'll get back to your Knicks calls here in a second. I have a question for you, BT, before we get to the calls.
Yes.
Actually, and even before that question, I have a comment here. I mean, already with the ass-kissing?
With what?
I mean, come on, I just saw your tweet. I mean, already?
What do you mean?
The guy's been on the job for like 20 minutes.
Oh, you about our new boss?
You send the tweet out. Oh, he's a real one.
Ass-kissing. Meanwhile, anytime Spike's name goes, oh, Spike this, Spike that, Spike this.
I still love him.
I do too. What I'm saying is I'm merely welcoming Ryan to the job. I mean, you didn't talk about putting on that lipstick and smooching that ass. You've been doing it with Spike for a year and a half. Come on, it's getting heavy.
Why do you think I'm back in the Sixers?
I was going to say, get a room. Go to Philly if you love him that much.
Yeah, Ryan seems like a nice guy. He's not Spike. Oh, I can't believe Spike's leaving. Yeah. Who would you rather beat? First round, Miami or Philadelphia?
I'd rather not face, obviously.
I'm just talking about sheer fandom. Which team would give you the most enjoyment beating?
Boy, that's a good question. And I almost answered it immediately. And as you heard, I stopped myself. Then I almost answered it again. I stopped myself because it's really a tough answer. You know, obviously, historically, the first answer is, boom, Miami. But you know what? I'm going to actually say Philly. You know why? It's going to be more painful to their fan base. Because Miami... The Heat fans, they jump in, they jump. When the Heat are great, they're there. When the Heat are average, they ain't like us. They ain't like the Sixers. Sixer fans are always there. You know, and you got the Philly Met thing. You got the Eagle Giant thing. You got the sheer 90 miles that separates us. You got Spike squawking over there on WIP. Give me the Sixers. I would love to take them. Even more than Miami. And Miami has really hurt us over the years. But I would say Philly. How about you?
You know, I think I'm kind of with you, which is crazy. So I don't even date back to the last time the Knicks and Sixers play in the playoffs. There is no rivalry as far as I'm concerned with that other than New York versus Philly. Knicks Heat is a specific rivalry, of course, that dates back to the 90s. We've had our ups and downs. You know, you take some on the chin, you throw some haymakers, whatever. It's been a good back and forth rivalry. So there's never a time I wouldn't enjoy beating Miami, especially after they beat the Knicks last year. However, I do think it would be Philadelphia. I think that it would be a sweet victory and a great feeling that we haven't had in a while, especially over that sports town. And, yeah, with Spike on top of it, he's already talking smack.
Oh,
he's
going
to go down there and talk the afternoons and, you know, whatever, be on there. But he's already saying that this is the year the Sixers are going to go to the championship.
Well, I got news for him. He's going to be talking Eagles OTAs a lot earlier than he thinks because the Knicks are going to win this series. You know, the crazy thing about, again, the 90 miles that separates us, and I'm looking at the play, and I was right. The last time they met was when they swept them back in 89 and March. I'm gonna get a little YouTube video that I'll clip out for you younger fans who don't remember that. I mean, the Knicks took a lot of heat for that, and it was 89 the last time they met. But they met a lot of times early, so I'm looking at it now. The Knicks and the Sixers, or the Syracuse Nationals, who used to be the Sixers, the history goes back to 50, 51, and 52, and then 54, and then 59, and then 68, so you're talking Clyde and those guys, and then 78, and then 83 with Dr. J and Mo Cheeks, and then 89, and that's it.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's so amazing. For me, as somebody who got into basketball and really became a diehard fan in the early 90s, the Sixers were bad when the Knicks were good. Then when the Sixers were good, the Knicks were bad. There's never been that crossover until now. And because of the hate between New York and Philadelphia, I do think that beating the Sixers would be more rewarding than even beating the hated Miami Heat. Reese is on Long Island. What's up, Reese?
What's up, guys? BT, Sal, love you guys. Tune in almost every day.
Thank you. We appreciate it, Reese.
Thanks.
So, real quick, I think it needs to be said that this Knicks team can without a doubt go to the finals. They've got the best player, an MVP in Brunson. The Nova boys play with unreal energy. There's a synergy between them. We've got OG now, who's an impact wing defender, something we didn't have last year. And they've got a deeper roster than anyone. So even without Randall, I think they can go to the finals. As for what they've seemingly been rewarded for a 50-win, two-seed season, which seems to be the Heat or Philly, the better matchup in my mind is Miami. But for personal reasons, like you guys were just talking about, I want the Heat, man. They big brothered us last year. They seem to always beat us up. In the playoffs, in my history as a fan, you know, I'm a little later than the 90s, but it's always been with the Melo years against the LeBron Heat. Mm. Yeah, you can take a win here or there. We'll give you one. That we never really stood a chance. Even last year when we made it as a higher seed than the Heat, it was, okay, this Knicks team's cute, but it doesn't really mean anything. This is the year. Last year, they out-toughed us. They out-coached us. They beat us up. Bam, with those mind-boggling and infuriating illegal screens.
Yes.
Tommy Hawkins this year took out Randall. There's a lot there that just makes me want revenge on these guys, and I want to go in there and just beat the crap out of them, and I think we've got the guys to do it.
I think they've got the guys to beat anybody. You know, I'm putting the Celtics aside. When I'm talking about anybody, I'm not saying they can't beat the Celtics. We saw what happened last week, but talking about in terms of a first-round matchup, the Knicks have answers, and you know, now it's up to Tom Thibodeau to deploy them properly, which he seems to be able to do. And now you've got to avoid some sort of, you know, deflating, maddening, precipitous drop in performance. Because if that happens, the Knicks will get crushed. This is no longer a cute story. Let's alert everybody this. It was that, and it morphed into that. We're beyond that. Now, how they got the 2 seed and the circumstances with Embiid getting hurt and some other things going down, fantastic, great. But you're 2 seed. Don't tell me that, you know, anything less than at the very least, like a 6 or 7 well-played second round series. And that's, I'm not even sure if I would buy that or an Eastern Conference appearance in the finals. If not, you didn't get the job done. You failed.
Hey, you're a 2 seed. You got to be in the conference finals.
Yep.
I mean, that's that. So I don't care what the breaks are, tough first round. And by the way, I wouldn't be shocked if they were. I also would not be shocked if they were first round and out. That's just the way that things are with the landscape of the Eastern Conference, in particular in this year. But no excuses. They did it. They overcame losing Randall. They overcame losing Ananobi for a while. They finished with 50 wins. They got the 2 seed. I don't want to hear any excuses. I don't care how many games it takes, how tough it may be. Go out there and get yourselves to an Eastern Conference Finals. And then it's gravy. But when you're a 2 seed, BT, the expectations change here.
Yeah.
They change within season. Even with the injury to Randall and not having him, they still finished better than anybody else thought. Well, you know what? Carry that over into the postseason.
Well, listen, this is what I want answered. You and I talked a lot about this last week as well because we knew that this was coming. And forget about what we say around here. And forget about what most of the sensible, unbiased national pundit voices say. You know, now it's time for Jalen Brunson to stamp definitively the fact that he is a tier one superstar.
Right.
Do it. Now is the time for OG to stamp without any sort of doubt, yep, I'm worth an absolute a max, close to a max, that five-year crazy-ass money, do it. This is the series and beyond where Tom Thibodeau, yep, in his early 60s, needs to let us know, hey, you give me the horses, I'll get you a championship. Do it. Like, answer these questions. Do it.
And if they don't, it's going to be because either all of those three things, one of those three things, but those are the keys in, for the Knicks in the postseason. Adam is in South Jersey. What's up, Adam?
What's up, guys? The Dukes of New York, A number one. Love you guys. I hope everything's well.
Thanks. Thank you, Adam.
Listen, man, I'm in South Jersey, right?
Mm.
And I walked into my office this morning wearing my Knicks jersey.
That's right.
And I looked around and I said, what? What? I said, go win your game and I'll see you Saturday, what? You bunch of punks. Listen, no fear of this team whatsoever. I'm going to tell you why. The Knicks match up very well with them. Like BT said, we could throw a lot of fouls at Embiid. He hasn't been himself. Yeah, he's been scoring, but he's been a jump shooter. He hasn't been the same. I've been watching their games. And I think the Knicks are going to run circles around him. And I'm telling you this now. If we get Philly, Knicks in five, mark it down.
Oh, God. You guys, no, be careful here. And thank you for the call, Adam. See, BT, you're leading a very dangerous charge here. You're leading a very dangerous charge. I'm telling you, you don't want the Sixers. And now you're talking smack. You've already said they're going to beat them. Adam's, yes, saying Knicks in five. We don't even know if they're playing the damn Sixers. They may not even be our problem. Well, and you're already getting the Sixers out of here.
I'm not saying sweep. I'm not even saying five. I'm just saying a win, and I'll stand by that. Knicks will beat the Sixers. They'll advance. Knicks will beat the Heat. I think they'll advance. But I know that Philly's playing Chris Paul, but you got to look at you know, who they're playing. I mean, they in the eight games, they beat the Pistons, they beat the Spurs, they beat the Grizz without Ja, they beat Toronto, beat the Nets yesterday. I'm not saying that there's been no impressive wins, but Joel Embiid doesn't have that burst that he had, and I don't know that it comes back anytime soon. Now he still commands a double, which obviously creates an issue with guys like, you know, Buddy Hield and more so Tyrese Maxey and Tobias Harris can do some things. Listen, they're a tough team, dude. But would you rather take a chance? Like, I don't think that Embiid's 100%. I don't. So I'll take it. Let's go.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what the...
God, you're just setting yourself up for disaster.
What's the other... What do you mean disaster?
You know, plus, it's not... Well, it's not like the Sixers come in free of charge. Obviously, there's going to be some pressure on them.
Yep.
Especially from their aspect. They're looking at it as, first-round matchup with the Knicks. They think that they could beat the Knicks. However, the Knicks are the two seed. They're going to have home court. The Knicks are going to be expected to win. And if they don't, it's going to hurt even more than a loss to Miami would.
Yeah, but think about... Well, the pressure that the Knicks will feel internally, meaning inside of our city, is probably a little different than the noise outside of it. Now, as I give you the Brunson stuff and the OG stuff and the Thibodeau stuff, that checklist before, don't you think that Joel Embiid would have the most pressure of anybody in this series? I mean, he's an all-time big. Can you win a championship? Sal, if we applied all this pressure to poor Patrick Ewing all these years with nothing around him, go do something with Tyrese Maxey around you.
Yeah, I think they are under pressure, but obviously the Sixers are not our problem. That is Philadelphia's problem, but I do think that there's pressure around them. I also think that they'd rather face the Knicks than the other options that they had.
Yeah.
Considering where they, you know, if we're looking at the Knicks, you said it yourself, as high as you are on the Knicks, maybe they're not a legitimate two seed or a, you know, traditional normal two seed or shouldn't have been. Well, they are. So then the Sixers look at them and say, you know what? They're not the normal type two seed. So even as a seven seed with a subpar regular season because of the injuries, we could beat the Knicks. I mean, I think that's how they're... I'd be curious to see what the odds are if, in fact, they do end up matching up. But I bet you that the Sixers would feel like they could beat the Knicks. And I bet you the odds would indicate that it's going to be closer than you think.
I think it's... Boy, it's so funny, man. You just stole my thought. Like, I was punching in, you know, Knicks-Sixers potential odds as you said that.
Hmm.
So we're thinking the same thing.
They have them up or no?
No, okay. No, because they don't even know who we're playing, you know, Knicks or Heat. I think that if I had to take a guess... I think the Knicks would be slight favorites. I don't think it would be by much. Obviously, home court helps. Although the Knicks have the kind of dogs that can hit the road and do whatever they got to do wherever they've got to do it. So I'm not worried about going on the road. I don't think that's incredibly daunting to this team because they've been calloused and they've been hardened and all the stuff they've been through this year. And here they are, 50 wins, two seed. I would say, if I had to put odds, I'd say maybe the Knicks minus 125. It's going to be light. Maybe 130. I mean, maybe even much. Like, it's not. They're not going to be minus 170. There's no way.
Yeah, no.
No way.
Exactly, which is, to me, a little bit scary. Again, I'm not scared of anybody necessarily.
You sound a little trepidation.
I'd be careful. That's all I'm saying. I said last year with Miami, I was proven to be correct. Again, be careful. You're saying Knicks are going to win. Adam's calling up saying Knicks in five. They can't wait. I know that's what you want to happen.
Yeah.
Sometimes what we want is different from reality.
That is true. Trust me, as I know with the Jets and the unkillable.
Yeah.
I know, but you know, it's about the 13th time you said you're not scared, but for somebody who's not afraid, you certainly seem to be backpedaling away quite a bit
from
the 76ers.
You know why?
Why?
Because my gut tells me the Knicks wouldn't win that series.
But your gut told you that the NL East was over.
Yeah, well, but that's different. It also told me the Knicks were going to win or lose to the Heat last year. How'd that work out?
Like, well, no, I know.
By the way, you mentioned dogs and you just mentioned baseball. I have the song. I have the song for the Yankees.
Oh.
We'll do that coming up later.
I'm sure this is going to be complimentary.
Oh, no. Of course, the Yankees are absolute dogs. I mean, rolling right along again. So I have the song. We would take, you know, because we talked about it last week on the air, but we came up kind of spur of the moment.
Yeah.
I remember that. I had the weekend to think about it, and now I
got it for you. Ready?
Yeah.
Dog eat dog, nasty dog.
Okay, well, there you go. You could use that one. It might be what I was
hiring for your small business. If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Thinking it might not.
When this happened, you talk about it on The Fan.
Full windup by Timmons. And a swung on hit high in the air, deep to center field, way back it may go. Gone! A grand slam! A grand slam! Mike Piazza!
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Time for the Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game contest. Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. Be the first caller to correctly identify yesterday's turning point of the game at 866-540-WFAN. That's 866-540-9326. And you'll receive two pairs of tickets to a Yankees 2024 regular season game. It's all from your flagship station for New York Yankees baseball, The Fan. Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata back on The Fan. I just got to mention something real quick, BT, because on Friday when I left here, we'll get back to the phones in a second. On Friday I left here, and I was trying to get the heck out of here. I had stuff to do at home, and I wanted to leave. Now I can't find it. And I was flustered when I went to the Christopher Street station path station, and I was trying to get in, and I couldn't, and they didn't take the card. Like, you know how a lot of these metro places now just take your credit card?
I haven't used the train in so long, it's easy to imagine what you mean, but I don't know through firsthand experience, but I got you.
So now, a lot of the spots, whether it's subways, whether it's the path, that you just touch your credit card or whatever, and you could go through. This particular one, which I've never left from, I always come in from, it doesn't take the card. So now I was like, oh, I have to buy the thing. And some guy, Kenny, who he was like, hey, man, don't worry about it. I got it. And he tapped his card, and I went through, and I was like, oh, thank you so much. Turns out he's a big Met fan, big fan of the show. I was like, you know what, dude? I'll hook you up. Because he was talking about going to a Mets game with his son. So I was like, I'm going to give you two tickets. Give me your email. Gives me his email. I email him over the weekend. Never heard back. I want to make sure that he's got it, or that it didn't go in the spam inbox or whatever. So Kenny D, check your damn mail.
Come on,
I don't know any way to let him know other than mentioning it here. Kenny D, I appreciate the free path ride. Check your email because they sent you an email. I'll try to hook you up with those two tickets. Anyway.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah. Well, it was nice of him. I'm standing there stumbling around trying to get on the train. He's like, here, don't worry about it. I got you.
So, I mean, but listen, you could have just said, hey, you know, let's take a picture here. You know, I mean, you're going out of your way, too, to make sure you get the tickets. So good job by you.
Well, I want to make sure. Well, whatever. I want to make sure he's taken care of because I promised him the tickets.
All right.
And I just follow up with the email. Who knows with these junk emails?
Is he
going to
give Lindor an ovation when he goes?
He better. Now we'll get into it. I was proud of my Met fans. Friday,
all 10,000 that showed up.
Okay, and by the way,
can we get some fans in the building, dude?
Yeah, well,
please.
They'll be all right. It's April. I mean, it's early April. What are you worried about? And plus, the team's starting to win now a little bit.
Yeah, they are.
We'll get into that a little bit later on. BT and Sal on the Fan 877-337-6666. We're talking Knicks. Austin is in Pennsylvania. What's up, Austin?
Hey, what's up? You know, with the Knicks getting the 2 seed, I think it sets up pretty good for them. You know, first of all, yeah, the first round's going to be tough. No doubt about that. But we do avoid Boston the second round. And let's not forget, Boston's not going to have an easy. They're probably going to face either Miami or Philly, too. And Philly took them 7 last year, and Miami beat them straight out. So, again, I don't think they're going to beat Boston, but they're going to have their test too.
And go ahead. I'm sorry. I'll finish up. Boston.
Also, the next round, let's say, would it be crazy if Milwaukee lost? I it's not impossible. They're not. Giannis is hurt.
Yep.
They're not that deep. They're kind of old. They play no D. So I could see Indiana. You know, it would be a mild upset. It wouldn't be a big upset to me. And then, so now the
second round, if the Knicks could face Indiana in the second round, I mean, you'd sign for that in a heartbeat.
Rather than the Bucks without Giannis or with a banged up Giannis, I don't know about that.
Really?
And thank you for the call. With Giannis,
I would rather face. Yes, I don't want to face the Bucks. I mean, you'd rather face the Bucks. I know Doc Rivers still. I would much rather face the Indiana Pacers. I don't care what anybody says.
Yeah, I think people are sleeping on the Pacers because they're not a sexy national team. I'm not saying the Knicks won't beat them or couldn't beat them. I don't think it's as easy as some people think, which is why, you know, maybe it was a thought that permeated a lot of people's conversations the last couple of days. Maybe better off, you know, maybe not tanking, but maybe not trying so hard to finish number 2 because you get a better matchup. You know, I think that, and that'll prove itself out, smarter or not, as we move forward. I've never been less confident, really, in being able to determine what's going to happen in the NBA.
Hmm.
Because if you're a 1 seed, there's still an element of vulnerability because the 3-point shot has neutralized so much. And it's not like there were times, even though Ewing never won, you just, all right, who are we playing around? Oh, the Cavaliers around
one. It was a bye.
Book it.
Basically, if you had home court in the first round, it was essentially a bye, especially if you were top 3 seed.
Yep, book it.
Especially for the day, never, you know, sweep the Hornets. Doesn't matter who they play. Take care of the Hawks, whatever
the Nets, the one year when Starks hurt Kenny Anderson, I believe it was his wrist. Yeah, I mean, it's just very unpredictable because when you take 35 to 43s, as a lot of these teams, most of these teams do, you know, if the ball's dropping and you have 7, 8, 9 extra possessions based on another team's fouls or sloppiness with the ball or the way the whatever, the dynamics of the sport are incredibly different. So I don't want to say it's not fun or interesting to handicap, you know, what's the better matchup? What should they do? Just get me to, game one, round one, let's go.
I know, but it is still fun to talk about the matchups. And in this particular case, the Knicks accomplished something great by being the 2 seed, and their reward is going to be one of two teams that are arguably better than they are and should have been a 2 seed or a 3 seed had things gone their way in the regular season. I'm not sure what Miami's deal is, and I don't think Miami is better than the Knicks for the record.
I mean,
they did beat them last year, and everybody talks about Butler and Spoelstra or whatever, but I think the Knicks are better than Miami. I'm not so sure they're better than Philadelphia. But BT, it used to be, do you remember, and by the way, not only did it used to be rare, but it was a 5-game series too. The best, the first round was the best of 5. And the one series that always comes to my mind is Dikembe Mutombo and the Nuggets beating the number 1-seeded Supersonics. I forget what year, was it 95 or something like that? And it was a big
deal. Around there.
Yeah, whatever. It was around then, but it was such a big deal. Mutombo lying on the floor, grabbing the ball. Like the fact that an 8-seed beat a 1-seed, it was like a miracle. And now, You don't feel like that. I mean, I'd be surprised if the Celtics went down ultimately in the first round. But you get the point. It seems like anything's. It doesn't feel like there's a clear distinction. One seed, two seed, three seed. It's like a jumbled mess underneath Boston.
That's why it's fun, because any team, at least, you know, going into it, could sit there and say, try to convince themselves, hey, we got a chance to make some real noise over the next couple of months here. And unlike the old days where, you know, you're pretty much a sacrificial lamb. The one seed's just going to basically just try to not get hurt and just, you know, smack you around and pad the stats. I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Even though it's very unpredictable, and maybe as we just discussed the last 3 minutes, that is the answer to where I'm going here. If the Knicks lose the first round, what do you do with Tom Thibodeau, if anything?
I probably don't do anything. I think at this point they've at least earned the right to bring it back next year with a fully healthy squad with whatever changes they make in the offseason.
I agree. But I guarantee there's a lot of Knicks fans. Well, maybe a lot's the wrong way to frame it.
He'll be under fire. I mean, there's no question about it.
Yeah, yeah. And by the way, he'll deserve to be under fire, but I would hope that sensibility would win out and they would not just do something rash. And unlike previous Knicks regimes, I don't think they will.
Top two things people are going to say is, one, Tibbs might not be the guy or isn't the guy.
Yep.
Two, Brunson's not a superstar.
Nope. I would say the other thing is, depending upon how Brunson does, I think that, because he's going to play, listen, he's going to be Jalen Brunson because that's who he is. I'm not worried about him. I think the second thing would be some incorporation of Randall into the conversation.
Well, all right, that could be the other one. Do they miss Randall or not? BT and Sal on the fan. We'll come back, take more of your calls. We'll get to the baseball coming up in a little bit as well. Doc, good day yesterday, so we have some fun with that. Mets are on a nice streak here, taking a few series, and the Yankees look unstoppable. All that ahead, BT and Sal on the fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.